Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit dronelaw.pro, where Part 107 pilots become Part 107 professionals. Here's your host, drone attorney Enrico Schaefer.
We are here with Russ Regenball from Sports Drone LLC, and we're sitting at InterDrone, and coming into the last day of the event, we've seen some amazing stuff so far, but we really are interested in talking to real drone pilots who run real drone businesses, who are on the ground making things happen in the market. So Russell is one of those pilots and one of those businesses that we want to talk to today about how, you know, where he is in the cycle and what his future plans on and what are the challenges that are presented in the really the sports niche of drone use. So welcome to the show, Russell.
Thank you, Enrico. Great to be here.
Great. So tell us a little bit about your company and your domain name and what it is that you guys are doing at Sports Drone.
Okay, Sports Drone, we primarily focus on sports, the industry of sports. A lot of the sports industry is evolving to aerial imagery. Certainly surfing is one of the biggest, and most of all surfing competitions now are filmed via a drone, and a lot of other sports are also, you know, phasing over to that because the imagery is superior. It's unlike anything else.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, early on, some of the early video footage that came out being taken by drone were the surfing videos.
Mm-hmm.
It
yes,
was, indeed. It was, you know, it was one aspect of drone use that became immediately apparent because of the spectacular nature of the footage that was being covered and the fact that it beats watching from the shore and it beats having to put a helicopter in the air.
Since drones, sports broadcasting, it's been a game changer, an absolute game changer. People are want to see stuff that's unique or different, and that's what the drones are providing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And of course, there's a lot of room in the sports niche for other things beyond just capturing the footage at events, practices, marketing videos. You know, of course, most high school football teams have some parent that owns a drone that's wanting to put it up at practice to be able to do that analysis. And we certainly have heard of some professional sports teams who have started to dabble in drones. So where do you see your niche in the sports niche going, you know, over the near and long term?
Well, my ultimate vision has always been, since I started doing this, was back in the day, there was ABC Wide World of Sports, and they handled all the Olympic coverage, and they were the go-to deal. So just like they established a name in the industry as being the station to go to for the Olympic coverage, I want my name to be a household name. You know, at the beginning of every sporting event, I would like them to say, as you know, this event's being covered by Sports Drone, the leader in aerial technology, aerial imagery. And, you know, so I just want to be able to establish a strong presence in the sports industry. There's motorcycles, there's all kinds of, you know, they're using racing drones now to, you know, chase vehicles. And, yep. And so the industry is constantly evolving every day. And so every day I'm, you know, trying to, you know, create new things. I've got a 360-degree camera that I mount. I have a gimbal, a special gimbal that I made to the bottom of my drone. So now I can film 360-degree videos where people can look wherever they want to look by just swiping the screen.
Right.
And so that's, you know, nobody else. People have strapped 360-degree cameras to their drones, but none of them have published anything that was stabilized. So I'm trying to perfect that and, you know, trying to get that. That should be neat, as well as 3D. Strapping a 3D camera
right
to my drone and getting some, you know, beautiful. So, you know, as the industry evolves, I'm going to constantly change and, you know, take different steps to be competitive and be a dominant force in the sports industry.
Yeah, and we always talk about, of course, you know, differentiation, and there's, you know, unfortunately, customers are still figuring all this stuff out, so they tend to focus a little bit too much on price and not as much on what they're getting for that price, what the expertise and professionalism is of the service provider they're hiring because they just don't know enough to know enough, right? Mm-hmm. So in terms of your game plan, number one, you're attacking a niche, which we always like to see because, yeah, you could do everything, but it's way easier to gain traction if you do something really, really well, right? What's your kind of plan to differentiate yourself from the competition and to be able to really emphasize that you're a professional drone service provider rather than someone who bought a drone?
Okay, so one of the very first things that I did was I knew that I had to protect myself. This is 2018 and you know everybody's out to sue you nowadays, so that's what I knew. I just finally built up my credit where I have 800 credit, and so I knew I didn't want to do anything to jeopardize, you know, having me be personally exposed, because this industry is, it comes with risks.
Yes.
And so with that, I know I needed to be protected, and that's why I sought, you know, a drone attorney, and, you know, thank goodness for you, I'm now protected. I got contracts. I plan on doing some more business with you in the trademarks and all that. So what's important is being protected, first and foremost. You know, I know that being protected, having, you know, professional contracts, being a licensed or, you know, an FAA certified commercial drone pilot, all those things, have an appearance of a professional organization. And so that's what I want to do is, you know, uphold a professional image, professional reputation, and, you know.
Yeah. It is. It's funny because you get focused on buying the drone and the technology and everything, but then very quickly you're like, oh, I'm a business and I need to think like a business and I need to act like a business and I need to have contracts and I need to have manuals and I need to present these things to my customers so that they see the difference between my operation and someone who bought a drone. And that market differentiation by being a professional is going to be something that we think is just going to continue to become more and more important and critical for market growth, because if everyone, you know, thinks they can do it, we're never going to be able to support professional pricing. Customers aren't going to see the ROI because it's half-baked services, it's half-baked output and work product. And that is going to drag the industry down. So where do you see your company, sportsdrone.com, I assume is the website. Where do you see your company 5 years out?
Yes, well, 5 years out, hopefully after I, build up some clientele and establish, you know, some nice clients, that'll help my marketing perspective. And in 5 years, I could actually say that I could see myself as being the go-to guy when it comes to sports filming, you know, sports, somebody can call on a moment's notice and go out to on location and film. You know, you have to be a skilled pilot, a highly skilled pilot,
yes,
to film sports. You can't just be, you know, somebody who just owns a drone. You know, there's things moving at fast pace, and you know, there's all kinds of obstructions you got to look out for. So it's not just a normal, you know, real estate drone shoot. You know, it's, you have to be a highly skilled drone pilot, and so trying to find those, are not easy. You know, I'm going to start with the drone racing pilots, because those guys are, they know the deal. You know, they know.
It is more than, you know, it's very quickly, it's can you put your drone in the exact right position to get, just take surfing for example, that surfboard's moving, the wave is moving, it is not a easy drone shoot to do. You have to have those pilot skills, and then of course there's the post-production skills that have to come into play, and putting all those pieces in place is the business challenge rather than the challenge of the technology. And I think that the real successful people out there are going to be the airport from which sports drone footage takes off. You want to be the airport, not the pilot.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and
yes,
there are good pilots out there who actually can do some amazing things with drones. You want to hire those pilots as contractors or what have you in order to make sure that you're getting the best for what you're doing. You as the business owner are bringing in the business, converting it, providing the customer service and orchestrating everything. That's where the real success is going to be in the market. Let me ask you one more question, Russell. So we know that the big challenge out there are the customers, that they're still trying to figure things out. They understand on a very high level that this all seems really good, but getting them to pull the trigger and purchase the drone services and pay a price that is going to sustain a business model is what is the trick, and it's the challenge. What's your kind of strategy for getting the customers educated so that they are at that point where they can make the good decision to hire sportsdrone.com?
Well, good question. So by first establishing myself as a person who is involved in the industry, a person who is constantly researching, constantly finding out different avenues, different, you know, ways to develop newer technology. And as far as the getting to pull the trigger, so to say, is showing them the imagery, you know, showing them the results, you know, and when people see, you know, stuff that they can see with their own eyes, you know, having some, you know, a nice portfolio that you have, that you know, there's no doubt that when people see the imagery that comes from drones, everybody is always fascinated with it to some degree. So
yes,
having them, you know, see something that could actually help them in many ways, and whether it be marketing, you know, there's so many different things that, you know, the drone industry is proven already to be helpful. So you know, I guess in a nutshell, is just the providing, the proof is in the pudding, so to say. And when you could provide some stunning imagery, stuff that you know, that captures their attention, and if it captures their attention, they're going to be inclined to believe that it's going to capture somebody else's attention.
Yeah, I see. A picture speaks a thousand words in this business, and if it's sports footage, then there's already a market and a need for that footage. And if it's better, it seems like maybe you're in a niche where that barrier to entry is a little bit lower than someone that's got to, you know, analyze crop data, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, Russell, thanks for being on Drone Law Pro Radio today.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit us at dronelaw.pro. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices, by searching Drone Law Pro. Don't forget to share this podcast on your social media and with your Part 107 friends. Until next time, fly safe.